What's up, all my cool cats and kittens? You are listening to Single Track State of Mind on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat, broadcasting live out of my living room on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Welcome back, guys. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're wondering why I had such the funky, weird intro, that means you have not watched Tiger King. I have to jump right into Tiger King real quick. Cool Cats and Kittens. I don't know if you have seen this show. It's on Netflix, but it is absolutely wild and ludicrous. Tiger King will blow your mind. It is an internet craze right now. Everybody is losing their minds over this show, and rightfully so. This show is absurd, ridiculous, hilarious, wrong, funny, and worth binge watching in an evening or a night. I would spend as many hours as you can finishing that show. It's only 7 episodes. And just to give you a little idea of what it's about, it is a show about these crazy zoo owners in Oklahoma and Florida. You know, some of the states where laws are pretty loose, and so are the people that are there. And these three zoo owners, but these two main characters are fighting over competition in the rights to own, breed, and sell tigers. Yes, I said tigers. It is all sorts of messed up, but if you haven't done so, please go check it out. Show's called Tiger King, and if you're if you have social media, I'm sure you've seen countless memes and craziness over this show. It is a good show for this shelter-in-place atmosphere that we're in right now, and you will laugh and have lots of interesting moments during this show. So I'll leave you with that. But welcome back to my show. This is Single Track State of Mind. Like I said, DJ Mountain Goat. And we are going to dive back into some fantastic mountain biking trails today. The last show I jumped into, I talked about good old Dominican side of China Camp. And of course, we hopped back over to my hood, where I grew up, over in the peninsula. Talked about Montebello, Skeggs, and more importantly, Carmont, and right above Carmont High School. So that was one of the first dirt jump parks I ever went to, above Carmont High School. That's in Belmont, California, over in the peninsula. Yeah, that's where I learned to get airborne, do gravity lines, and fly off of jumps like a maniac. So if you missed that show, you can go check it out online. Podcasts are up, and take a listen. And go hike over to Carmont and check it out. But I will say that I've been riding. I have to touch on it because it's such a fun trail. I've been riding the Dominican side of China Camp, which is in San Rafael. And, of course, it's right down the street from my school, which I'm not attending right now, at least in person. And, you know, I am dealing with this COVID crisis the best that I can and trying not to be self-centered about it, which is tough because I know we're all in this together. Everybody's dealing with this in their own way. And one way that I'm dealing with it that's helping a lot is, of course, mountain biking. And lately I've been riding the Dominican side quite a bit. It is just unadulterated, fantastic, technical single track, narrow, fun single track. And I was talking to my buddy who I rode with last week. We did social distance, by the way, about 6 feet or more. And we did knuckle bumps through the air when we wanted to give each other praise. But that's my ranger buddy. We went riding at Dominican side last week, and we were both just amazed at this trail's ability to test your mental physical and emotional security. This trail is so technical in some sections that you really have to be on your P's and Q's. Get all your ducks in line. Not like there isn't room for a few mistakes. It is a little forgiving, but there's some sections where you got to be focused, honed in on your bicycle craft and your mountain biking skills, and that's what makes it fun. And I was talking to my buddy and saying, you know, this is one of the only trails that puts me constantly in the present moment. You are so focused on not going off the narrow trail, pumping into a certain section the right way, not banging your pedals on rocks and roots, and making sure your balance is on point. All those key mountain bike skills you learn and techniques, you have to be on top of them when you're on this trail. And that's what makes it fun. It's about 9 miles round trip, at least the section that I do. You start from the Hacienda Fire Road down by 101, and then you take Canary, and I think it's called Wood Rat. Wood Rat's before Canary. And Wood Rat to Canary, and then Canary till you reach J.T. Howell. And it is about 4.5-5 miles up of single track. And even the uphill of this narrow Dominican side is a blast, because it's not all uphill. You kind of traverse and go down for a little bit, and then you go back up. And because it's so technical, you really find yourself kind of getting in the groove and honing your skills. And then once you get to the top of that 5 miles, you bomb down and you have a blast. It is ridiculous. So every time me and my buddy hit this, we kind of laugh after we get out of that trail. One, because we didn't fall and have a spill, because it's very easy to do there. And two, because it's so fun and we're always so amazed. It's basically a spiritual experience in itself. So if you're a mountain biker and you're listening to my show, do yourself a favor. If you haven't already done so, go over to the Dominican side, and there's multiple points of access to this trail. You can just look on a map. But best way to do it, go on Trail Forks app. The Trail Forks app is fantastic. And get yourself on this trail. And the Marin County Park Service has made a declared order online. And they do have signs posted now. You have access to the trails, but only by foot and only by bicycle. You cannot drive your car to the trailheads and hit the trails, go hiking or biking. People are disobeying that, but I've heard through the grapevine and through my confidant that they will start ticketing people, that they're already doing that, which is good, because some of us aren't taking this pandemic seriously enough, and it's clear. Last week I rode past China Camp on my road bike on the road. Yeah, I know, it's kind of crazy. You wouldn't think that I would road bike, but I do. I like to switch it up. And I saw maybe 40 cars parked out front of China Camp, the parking lot right in front of the trailhead. And it was a little discouraging to me, a little bit surprising and worrisome. You know, people aren't abiding by the shelter in place orders. And really, it is a matter of saving lives. Not grouping together in groups of, 5, 2 or more people. And, people going there in their cars or probably packing their cars with a few people. And who knows, they could be asymptomatic and they could have it. So hopefully people are taking it more seriously now. I know these next 2 weeks are going to be kind of, these next 2 weeks in the States are said to be the most important and crucial weeks as far as the measures we can take. We need to stay inside, not, wear gloves, wear a face mask. We're going to find out in 2 weeks how much this sheltering in place is having an effect. It's no doubt having an effect, but we're going to see how much it really is affecting the spread of the virus and what measures we have to take after that. But I tip my hat to the people that are taking measures and that are taking this seriously. It is serious, and we're in the business of saving lives right now. Staying home and listening to the orders is the best thing you can do. When I go out on the trail, I keep my distance from my buddies. I don't go out with more than one guy, and I don't drive to the trailhead. And I hope I can help in that way. And when I go to the store, the only times I go outside is for the store and go for a bike ride. And I put a mask on and some gloves. So I hope everybody's doing okay and getting through this tough time and getting outside at least for a little exercise. I know how stir crazy we can get. Cabin fever is running rampant right now with everybody. Including myself. Thank God I have my mountain bike, and I live in San Rafael, and there's lots of access to trailheads and open space preserves by foot. And when I'm not riding my bike, I'm usually getting out every day on a walk or a run, and that is saving my butt. So, if you're just tuning in, this is Single Track State of Mind. This is your DJ Mountain Goat. And we broadcast usually out of Angelica Hall, where our studio is at Dominican University of California. And right now, my podcast, it's a podcast now because we're posting it after the show has aired. And it's on radio.dominican.edu, not FM 102.3 at the moment. But check it out online. You can see my previous shows and, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoy my show. We got a good one today. Now that we're off of the doom and gloom, let's hop into some mountain biking. But first, I'm going to play a great song from my beloved mountain biking soundtrack. Get you guys in the groove and thinking about the dirt trails that are coming in your future. So this one is a really good song, puts you in the groove, and it's kind of for a good song for any mood. This one's called Sea Legs by The Shins. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, guys. I hope you enjoyed that groovy tune by The Shins. And that one's called Sea Legs. The Shins, it's a great artist. Alternative, kind of indie alternative. He's been around for quite a few years. He's just really easy listening. A lot of talent. And, fun song to listen to while you're on a ride. And, of course, just anytime. But wanted to kick us off there, and the long-awaited topic is mountain biking here. Let me dive into it. I've talked a lot about COVID. I talked a lot about my ride at the Dominican side of China Camp, my favorite place to go, but let's get into some of my favorite trails back home, some of the places just like Carlmont, like I talked about before, that I grew up riding on, that I've found my my passion on. And it's places that I still ride today. I haven't been to some of these places in a little while, but if you're like me, you need to get outside, you got to stay active, and getting out to these trails are number one right now. Of course, take care of your family and your loved ones, and for me, I'm in school, so taking care of my job there. But I got to get outside, So today I'll jump into Shells, a great trail. Basically, it's all dirt jumps in Foster City, California. That's over in the peninsula, only about an hour south of San Rafael, Marin, in Stanford University. Yes, this is a biking destination. It is a great biking destination for urban riding. I did a lot of urban riding growing up at Stanford, and I'll jump into that. And if we have enough time, I'll jump into Calabasas. No, it's not the the city outside of LA and SoCal. Calabasas is another dirt jump destination over near San Jose and Cupertino. Also grew up flying off of jumps, being an idiot there. But let's jump into Shells and, tell you how I got my dirt jumping days started besides Carlmont. For those of you that missed the last show, my dirt jumping started on a little BMX bike, it's actually a racing BMX bike, and it was called the GT Dino. It's this cool little race bike. Doesn't have any shocks on it, and it was the first bike that I jumped on, and it started from jumping little odd obstacles on my street in Menlo Park, California. The road on my street had some areas where trees, the roots from the trees were raising up the asphalt, and they created little jumps that we used to jump, me and my buddies. We'd go session my street, my childhood street, and jump off these little asphalt bumps and, fall and eat some asphalt every now and then. But, we were only getting about a foot off the ground, maybe two sometimes, but that's where we learned how to first jump. And then we would go find dirt jumps that were built by kids that were a little older than us over near Stanford campus in Palo Alto and a place called Valparaiso. It's a park not too far from my childhood house in Menlo Park. And these were the spots that were watched over. They weren't really supervised, and a lot of the jumps you could get away with building hidden in between the trees, and that's where I learned a dirt jump. And today it's grown into something much more. But Shells, let's get back to Shells. It is called Shells. This destination, like I said, is in Foster City, California, right over the 92 bridge, just about an hour south of here in San Rafael. And it's called Shells because the entire dirt jump spot is made of broken up shells. It's right on the Baylands of Foster City, and we used to take the train there. We took Caltrain over from Menlo Park and rode from the train over to Shells, and it's pretty cool. You go through a few residential neighborhoods, and then all of a sudden you reach kind of the bay, the outskirts of the Bay Line, and you go through these like these tule reed bushes and fields of reeds, and then all of a sudden you come out through a clearing, and then there's just this mecca of dirt jumps. Excuse me, Shells jumps. Yes, all the jumps were made out of packed in, groomed Shells jumps, seashells and bay crustacean shells. It was pretty intricate and neat, actually. And you could tell when I first came to this dirt jump spot, you could tell it's been well maintained, cared for, and it's been around for a while. I mean, some of these jumps, I mean, the intricacy and the sheer amount of dirt jumps, Shells jumps that are at this this park, there must be, I don't know, at least 60 jumps or so. And that's what makes this place so great. There's just there's so much to choose from. So yeah, you know, we used to hang out here, me and my buddies as kids. We'd go to Carlmont and Shells, which are not too far from each other, just two cities over, really. And like I said, there's a great maze of jumps hidden on the side of this levee between the tall tules. And maybe there's probably 60 to 100 jumps. I said 60 before, but I'm trying to think about it now. And there's a lot of jumps there. There's jumps from small beginner jumps to massive jumps for advanced riders and experts. If you go there, just know it's going to be a little windy. You know, it is right on the bay. So it's a little exposed, and you get the bay winds coming in from the Golden Gate. You know, it's not that close to the Golden Gate, but all those winds come in. And so because of this wind, it actually requires a whole lot of speed to hit these jumps at Shells. So make sure that, you know, your legs are in tune, and you're ready to pedal your legs off, because this place will test your agility and your stamina for sure. So you have to be a dirt jumper, or you have to want to try to dirt jumps if you've never done it, because that's all there is at Shells, a bunch of jumps. And this was our favorite thing to do as kids. I wasn't really into the actual trail riding that required a lot of uphill and workout that I am these days. Back then, I just wanted to do downhill and hit dirt jumps. And at Shells, it was Shells jumps. So you need a lot of momentum for these jumps at Shells. There's definitely some jumps that are not very forgiving. And most of the jumps here are not very forgiving because they're doubles. So doubles meaning there's no, it's not a tabletop. And there's nothing in between the takeoff and the landing of the jump. So you either clear that jump or you case it. And trust me, I've had my fair share of casing jumps. And you take off the takeoff of the jump. You fly off the lip in the takeoff. And if you don't have enough speed, you'll know pretty soon as you're dropping down through the air. And you can either try to ditch your bike, or you're going to case the landing of the jump really hard. And that either results in falling, or you're going to bend or break your wheel. So that's why the doubles aren't very forgiving, and that's why a lot of these jumps at Shells are a little bit daunting. There's much smaller ones, though, that you can kind of get a lot of speed for and make sure that you clear. But for the big, massive guys that are, you know, 6-7 foot tall for the landing and takeoff, you want to make sure you're ready and you're confident and have enough speed for those. So that being said, there is one tabletop at Shells. So if you're a beginner and you want to hit one of these jumps and know that you can case it and not ruin your bike or your body, there's a great tabletop booter that everyone likes to hit. You know, you could have little to no speed to tons of speed, and it's only a couple feet tall. It's not massive, and it's a blast. We had a fun time on that tabletop. There's lots of great jump packs at Shells. So jump packs are just a sequence of jumps, and there are many jump packs there. People have built this place in with that in mind. They want people to session these jumps and go in sequence and get their rhythm. So it does require a lot of technique for these jumps. You know, these jump packs require a lot of speed, and you have to know how to kind of keep your balance and maneuver in the air so you land into the landing in a certain way and keep your momentum so you can hit the next jump in the pack. So that's the real technique of jumping, being able to keep your momentum and, you know, not, over clear or, come up short in these jumps, or else that ruins your ability to hit the jump pack. And some of these jump packs had about, you know, 9 jumps in sequence. So, if you're able to hit all the jumps, you know, some of these jumps are 5-6 feet tall, and make it to the 9th one without casing or having any problems, that's a big win. It's a blast. I liked dirt jumping, but I wasn't as good as some of my buddies. I only did that a few times, and let me tell you, it's a blast. It's a heck of a feeling, and Shells is definitely a place to get your rhythm and hone in your dirt jumping skills. So it's pretty funny. You know, I used to go here a lot with friends, and I started jumping here on a full suspension. You know, I rode my little GT at home, and, you know, when I was in, elementary school, but when I actually got into dirt jumping, I started with a full suspension. And let me tell you, that's not the way to do it. Full suspensions soak up all your speed, all your momentum, and they're not meant for dirt jumping. That is flatland dirt jumping. You can dirt jump a full suspension bike going downhill. And that's what the fantastic North Star resort and mountain is for in Lake Tahoe. I'll get into that before my series is done. But yeah, don't use a full suspension on flatland dirt jumps. You definitely want a dirt jumper. So I did that for a little while, and then I got myself a dirt jumper. And that dirt jumper allowed me to really get the right speed and momentum for these jumps. And it also allowed me to do urban riding, which I'll get into in a little bit as well. Urban riding at Stanford University. So I got my first dirt jumper, and I believe it was a Specialized P2. And so the P, I believe, is park, is what the P stands for. And park is dirt jump parks. And it's a hardtail frame, no rear shock, and it's got a front shock. But the front shock is very minimal. It only has a couple inches of travel, 3 maybe. Because you want that rigid frame, the front fork is mainly for a little bit of forgiving traction and suspension that'll allow your landings to be a little softer, because you're coming in on your front tire first. And you don't have a rear shock because it, as you're landing and going into the next jump, it just soaks up all your momentum. So the hardtail is the way to go. Small fork on the front, only a couple inches of travel. And these type of bikes, this P2, similar to other dirt jumpers, they all have a low center of gravity. And, you know, the steer tube where the handlebars sit and the front fork, the diameter from there to the seat post is pretty close together. So the center of gravity is good. It's over the front of the bike. And you just have you generally have more control over the bike. So these bikes are only for gravity and technical stuff, technical urban riding. That's it. So if you're trying to do cross country, all mountain enduro, which is what I do mostly, this is not your type of bike. Don't get a hardtail. But you can still ride an enduro or a full suspension at Shells. You're just not going to be able to hit the full pack and really get the best out of what the dirt jump location has for to offer. But all in all, Shells is a blast. I haven't been there in a few years. I really hope it's still there. It was there out for the entirety of my late childhood, young adulthood, for, you know, at least 10 years when I grew up riding there, and I just had a blast there. Once again, another location, destination that I learned how to dirt jump and get airborne and be stupid, and I definitely fell there. I watched buddies fall there, and I did not mention, but I meant to mention, you know, maybe it's probably smart to wear a full face when you're dirt jumping. It is, especially at a place like Shells. I had a few buddies that fell face first at Shells, and not pretty. You get a few jagged shells that aren't fully crumbled up, and you take that onto your face, and you really hurt your money maker. So wear a full face. I bought my first full face when I started riding downhill and whatnot, and I'm so glad I did, because I've definitely done a scorpion face plant quite a few times, and was so happy that I had my full face on. So that is a place where you're gonna want one, no doubt. So before I jump into my next topic, which is what are we talking about here? We're gonna talk about Stanford and Calabasas. So before we do that, I'm gonna play one more song for you guys, and I hope you like it. Another song that's on my mountain biking playlist. Let me get it on the queue here. And this one's a little bit of a rager song. You know, I'm a man of many genres when it comes to music. I don't discriminate. I love everything from punk rock to country to reggae to blues rock, R&B, rap, soul. Doesn't matter. I grew up with musical parents and musical friends, and I have certain songs for certain moods, certain activities, and when it comes to mountain bike, I've really found that I can listen to most music, but it depends on the mood. So this one is, I would say, a downhill song. When you want to be on your game, you're ready to thrash, you're ready to take on some nasty falls, could be, and you're ready to get a little bit angry. Because this is a little bit of an angrier one. It's a good song, though. It's called Be Quiet and Drive by the Deftones.
Yeah. All right, welcome back, guys. And just to let you know, this is Single Track State of Mind. If you're just tuning in, this is your host, DJ Mountain Goat. We're broadcasting at Dominican University of California, live on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3, but currently just on radio.dominican.edu as a podcast form. And thanks for checking me out online. If you've already done so, and if you haven't, please check me out. I really appreciate the listeners. And if you're a mountain biker, then you're in the right place. Let's dive back into it. I was just talking about Shells. Shells is a dirt jump spot over in Foster City, and it is a fantastic dirt jump spot. I hope it's still there. I got to go check it out. Don't really have a dirt jumper anymore. I've got my full suspension Santa Cruz Nomad. It's my trusty steed, my stallion, and I love it. It's carbon fiber. It's my first Cadillac mountain bike. I spent way too much money on it, but when you're passionate about something and you know, you love the sport of mountain biking, it's pretty funny how you can just throw money at a sport like this. You seem to be skimping money other places, but you got all the bells and whistles when it comes to mountain biking. Definitely an expensive hobby, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it, and I love it. Love it because of what it does for my spirituality, my emotional fitness, my physical agility, and it's the best. Just doesn't get much better. So, moving on from Shells. Let's get back into some more dirt jumping. Another one of the dirt jumping spots that I grew up on over in the peninsula. I'm giving the peninsula some love. I talked about, if you missed the first four or five shows of mine, I talked mostly about Marin because that is my newfound love and where I really kind of fell in love for mountain biking again, because Marin is where it all started. And the trails are just unlike any other place. So Marin, I tip my hat. But the peninsula is getting the love right now. And Calabasas is an amazing dirt jump park over in San Jose, technically Cupertino. It's a great place. You know, I grew up riding my little dyno BMX bike there. It's a GT dyno. And like I said earlier, that's the bike that really developed the sport of mountain biking for me. And it made me fall in love with biking. I took to this little bike at Calabasas in San Jose. And, you know, the dirt jump park is protected by San Jose County, which is fantastic. Not too many places where there's dirt jumps or there is it protected. It didn't used to be that way. It was a park that was within a park. And finally, the county allowed for this park to be funded and protected and maintained. But for many years, I used to go to Calabasas, and it was a park within a park, park next to a park, and it was not legal, technically, and it was not protected or maintained by the county. You'd have little crazy dirt jumpers and mountain bikers and dirt heads that would go maintain it, you know, take their shovels and some, you know, jugs of water and pack in these dirt jumps and hope for the best. But I think a few kids got hurt there, but the county really saw how many kids just really enjoyed this park and what it was doing for the community. And so I think there was a measure that happened that allowed for funding, and now it is a fantastic dirt jump park. You know, the first time I took my little GT there, I was in complete awe of the park. You know, I'd never seen dirt jumping before in the flesh, actually. I think I can say for certainty, besides my little asphalt bump on my childhood street, Hobart and Menlo Park, Calabasas was the first place that I actually went and rode dirt jumps ever. I'd never seen dirt jumps in the flesh before, and in person, you know, in the dirt,
And once I saw guys flying off these jumps high in the air, I was absolutely hooked. I couldn't believe the acrobatics these guys were doing. You know, they were doing X-ups and 360s and no footers and no handers, and I wanted to be just like them. It was incredible. So, you know, I started off riding at Calabasas on the pump tracks. And these little pump tracks are small little whoops and bumps that allow you to build momentum and go really fast. And they don't really, you can jump them, but they don't really allow you to jump them. It's more of just momentum building and kind of getting your speed and rhythm. Super fun. A lot of dirt jump parks have pump tracks, and great way to just kind of exert some energy, have some fun, and build momentum. So then I worked my way up to the small dirt jumps on my little GT dyno, and God, I can't believe the first feeling that I got flying through the air and the adrenaline rush that comes with it. Absolutely incredible. I think that's when I decided biking was for me. I was hooked. You know, I am an adrenaline junkie. I search for that rush, and that's what's so great about mountain biking. You can get it in many ways. I get it going through these crazy single tracks and, you know, meandering trails in Marin, and I get it going downhill, going off little jumps, and I got my first one at Calabasas, that adrenaline rush from biking, and that was it. You know, sport was mine, was my passion, and it really took off that day. So one of my best friends got me into the sport, and he was really good. He was a good mountain biker, good all-out athlete. You know those friends that you have that are just good at everything, and you just kind of, you're kind of secretly angry at them because they're just ridiculous at every sport they try? Well, I had one of those friends. His name's Alex, and I'll leave his last name unsaid, but really good buddy of mine to this day. And you know, this guy really pushed me. He had experience in jumping and mountain biking and back then riding BMX bikes, and he pushed me to doing difficult jumps and terrain that I wouldn't normally do myself. And this was the key to my evolution of my own evolution of mountain biking. And it is still to this day. It really is. What Alex started doing for me, other guys still do for me today. You know, riding, that's basically, you know, in a nutshell, riding with other guys will do that for you. If you're a seasoned mountain biker, you love to ride with other guys. It's nice to have your buddies to piggyback off of. You can try to piss them off and one-up them and get one over on them. And it's always a competition, and of course, a healthy competition. My buddies push me outside my comfort zone and push me to ride harder than I would if I was by myself. It's just kind of how I work. You know, I'm a good rider. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I've been doing it since I was so young. And I definitely push myself when I'm just riding solo, but it's really when I'm with my buddies that I'm kind of, I'm more apt to do things a little riskier, a little more fun, and I'm actually a little more at ease with my buddies. So I really appreciate riding with friends, and I appreciate Alex for getting me into this sport. I do attribute it to that buddy of mine, and I'm going to have to give him a call and tell him about this show. And anyways, so Calabasas, that's where it started. My love for the sport, jumping in the air. This was the place, and it still is. It's one of the only funded dirt jump places that I know of in the Bay Area, besides Stafford Lake in Novato, which is North Bay, Marin, and another fantastic place. But, you know, Calabasas, you can ride beginner jumps. They have everything from beginner to expert. Big jumps, doubles, tabletops, step-ups, step-downs. And if you're not sure what step-ups are, it's basically where the landing is higher than the takeoff, the lip of the jump. And the step-down is where the landing is further down. So you have to jump in a way where you can land either on top of or below into the landing. And those are a lot of fun. So they have those as well at Calabasas. They have massive little bumps and pump tracks. and they're all well packed and maintained. It's what makes the place great. They're not all withered and weathered dirt jumps that, you know, need a lot of TLC. They get the TLC. The county takes care of it and treats it well. So give this place a try if you like dirt jumping. I love Calabasas, true to my heart, and great spot. So that concludes my show today, guys. We talked about shells, we talked about COVID, and the Dominican side, and of course Calabasas, and we got to listen to some groovy tunes, the Shins and the Deftones. So I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you enjoyed my crazy banter, and just know that I've really enjoyed this show with you guys. It's something I look forward to every week, talking about my passion, and especially at a time like this, being able to talk about what mountain biking does for me in these uncertain times. Mountain biking is the best therapist I ever knew. Let me just wrap it up and sum it up by saying that. So get on out there, guys. We got beautiful weather coming up, sunny bluebird days, and we just got a little bit of rain. So I'm guessing tomorrow the dirt and traction will be just A1 prime, and get on out there and have some fun. And stay healthy, stick to the shelter-in-place orders. We're saving lives, guys, and you know, we're all going to get through this together. I know that for sure. So thanks for listening to Single Track State of Mind. This is your host, DJ Mountain Goat. I really enjoyed the show today, guys, and tune in next week. I'll cover Stanford University and urban riding, and a couple other of my favorite spots. And I had a lot of fun today. So thanks for tuning in to Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting live from Ryan's living room, radio.dominican.edu, and FM 102.3. See you next time, guys. Goat out.